Hi, it's Caden Reeder and
Lucas Conklin,
and we are the co and executive producers of this episode being brought to you. Today's episode is all about respect. So what we did was we went around school interviewing our fellow peers and classmates, and we just got their opinion on a few questions. So we got those answers for you coming up. Alright, right now, we have,
Peter Stokes, former teacher, 30 years.
For our interview. Alright, the first question I have is, what does respect mean to you?
I believe respect is earned. It's not something people automatically are given. So respect means what? Treating yourself okay, treating other, being cool. That's what respect is.
I agree. Alright, second question. How can we enforce respect in our environment?
Oh, by holding your own personal self to high standards and have everybody look at you and go, wow, gotta be like that guy. Best strategy I ever had as a teacher is look at a kid who's being disrespectful and go, what did I ever do to deserve this? And you have to be respectful in order to say that,
because yeah,
you don't want to give him a chance to look you in the eye and go, well, I can tell you 15 things you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. All right, last question we have today. How can we make our school a more respectful environment? Maybe in other words, how can like kids be more respectful to around the school?
It's the attitude thing and I personally, I believe it starts from the top. Quite honestly, a lot of teachers are frustrated that they send kids down to the office to get disciplined and they get candy instead. So I think that might be part of the issue.
All right. Thank you so much for today.
Shooby-dooby.
It's Caden, and I'm here with...
Caden Urquhart.
Okay, so the first question is, what does respect mean to you?
Respect to me means eye contact, being engaged, focus... really asking questions about what they're talking about.
Okay, second question is, how can we enforce respect in our environment?
Enforce respect? That's a good question. I think you have to do something or show something in a way to have the kids respect you.
Okay, and the third question is, how can we make school more respectful?
Guys, be quiet!
Kids will start respecting teachers more if they respect... the students as much as we should respect them.
Okay, thank you so much. Peace out.
Shooby dooby, this is Hudson, and we're here with
Keelan Mack.
That is extravagant. Our first question is, what does respect mean to you?
Respect is just the goal of the world, treating others the way you want to be treated.
I'm flabbergasted. That is great. Our second question is, how can we enforce respect in our society?
We could force respect by just showing others that once you treat others the way you want to be treated, good things can come out of it, and just being able to learn from others.
That is so extravagant. Our third question is, how can we enforce respect in our school, Mallinridge?
Enforcing respect in our school is just making different rules and making sure the students understand what's going on and having them more intervened in their learning and just being able to know what they're doing.
That is so unbelievably well. Okay, you have a good day.
Okay, cool. Give me the...
This is cool. Okay, I'm Lucas, and I'm with
Izzy.
And first question, what does respect mean to you in your own words to you?
Probably doing what someone says or like helping them with something.
Okay, I guess. Question two, how can we enforce respect in our society to you?
Probably helping others or standing up for like, I don't know, something.
All right, last question. How can we enforce respect right here at Mountain Ridge Middle School? Like, to you.
Helping others and no bullying.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Okay, I'll see ya.
Go.
Shooby dooby.
It's Hudson, and we're here with
Greg. Start your SRO.
And our first question is, what does respect mean to
you? Respect, what does it mean to me? I get just pretty much golden rule, right? Treat others how you'd want to be treated.
That's great. The second question is, how can we enforce respect?
I think we're all in control of our own actions, so, you know, be sure that you are always treating others how you want to be treated.
That was impeccable. All right, our third question is, how can we enforce respect in our school?
I think if everyone holds themselves accountable, then as a group, you'd be successful as a whole. Yep.
Thank you.
Wow, okay, that's cool.
I'm Holden. We are interviewing Ms. Sullivan in Orange Pod. And the first question is, what does respect mean to you?
To me, respect means honoring and valuing other people's thoughts and feelings and opinions.
Wonderful. How can we enforce respect in our environment?
I think we can enforce respect in our environment by encouraging people to be accepting of other people and their differences.
Great. How can we make school a more respectful environment?
We can make school a more respectful environment by encouraging everyone to honor and value and accept other people and their differences.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Shooby dooby, we out.